There is no such thing as normal. The more you try to be like others, the more you struggle in your journey. You are unique. Dare to be the unique you. Today on Growing Hope, we talk about the misconception of normal and the five things you can put to practice to embrace the unique compass of your journey.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we're finding ways to live out our unique design. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows. I'm here tossing out a little twisted encouragement just to keep things interesting. You know, I used to fight being my snarky rainbow self because it didn't really align with what others told me was the right way to do things. And then I realized that my right way would not be like anyone else's right way because I wasn't like anyone else. And neither are you. So much of the struggles we face come back to understanding our right way. The world tries to push us into conforming into its ways and its understandings. And while we do have to find our ways to get along in this world, because it is where we live, we can give along without giving in. We don't have to sacrifice self to live in this world. You are designed to be unique, and being unique is not what the world will consider normal. But here's the catch. There is no such thing as normal. Each person has a unique personality, a unique design, and a unique way. So if the world determines that normal is like everyone else, then there is no possible way anyone can be normal. We are all different. We are all unique, and that is all good. Unlock the power of embracing your uniquenesses. Once you do, you will find that the journey becomes easier and the path becomes much clearer. You know what works better for you because you are focused on your unique design, and you're no longer wasting your energy and your resources trying to fit into a box of they design. The more comfortable you become in your unique design, the better equipped you're going to be to walk out your design in this world. You get along as the unique you without having to compromise and give into what the world has defined as the normal and right way. Dare to know your design. Dare to be your unique self. Dare to walk out the path that only you can pursue. Dare to live as the best you that you can be. Normal is overrated because the reality of normal is it doesn't exist. The more you walk out you, the bolder you become in walking out you. But it's up to you to walk out you because only you can fulfill your place and purpose. You are unique. You're one of a kind. And you are the best you that anybody could ever be. Knowing you, the unique design of you, makes it easier to understand the how of your place and purpose. Knowing what makes up you, what all your uniquenesses are and how they mix together, helps you understand how to walk out your place in this world and through this world. It helps to have a compass when you're on a journey. And you want one that is specifically calibrated for your journey. You are not like anyone else, so you need to know how you need to go so that you can get there. So first, understand that you are designed to be different. So your compass will not align with the path of any other person. As long as you're trying to be like others, you're going to struggle in understanding how you can fulfill your place and purpose. I watched as an online connection I had posted about her travels. She was doing all of those things that we had planned on doing as a family. Okay. She was doing things that we had dreamed of doing as a family. Because I'm going to be honest with you, if it had been something we really wanted to do, we really wanted to accomplish, then we would have found a way to do it. Because when something is truly important to you, you make it happen. You find a way. But still, she was doing what I had dreamed of doing, so it was a little annoying. She caught all of the breaks, right? All of the things worked out perfectly for her life that weren't working out the way I thought they should in my life. Only the breaks I saw were not surprise opportunities or, you know, winning the lottery or anything up like that. Instead, they showed up in her life as tears and tears in her heart. They came out of pain and hardship and loss. And they're really not something that I would ever want to go through in order to walk the path that she had to walk to get to where she was. Our paths are different because we are different. And if you're trying to walk somebody else's path, you will continue to struggle. The second thing is that time plays a part in your compass directions. The more you experience and the more you stuff that you pile on and the more that accumulates over time, then the more time is going to have a pull on your compass bearings. When I was 14, I had someone tell me that my pants were ugly. They were ugly because they were boot cut. And they were boot cut because I was wearing boots. But that's a whole nother story. But for the longest time, I refused to wear boot cut pants because someone once told me that they were ugly. It didn't matter how many times I heard Clinton and Stacy say it was what you needed to wear instead of what not to wear. I couldn't bring myself to wear bootcut pants. I had to, actively invest in overcoming the words of the past so that I could wear the pants that I wanted to wear. Whether it's words from the past or experiences from the past or even traditions from the past. Because I still can't wear white shoes after Labor Day. Sorry, folks. But we carry these things around with us, and they accumulate more and more as we go. And the longer we go, the more there is to address. But you have to address it so that you can realign your compass bearings to go where you need to go. The third thing is that what you learn also adds up. The more education and knowledge you have, the more that you begin to allow those to direct the compass. Sometimes the adjustments are for the better, but not always. You can be educated beyond understanding. No matter how much you think you know, there is always something or someone that will shatter what you know. There was a time when experts all agreed that nobody could physically run a mile in under 4 minutes. To do so would literally push them so far physically that their heart would explode. And the runners had been educated to know that what the experts had determined was so. So nobody broke the 4 minute mile. Until one person dared to believe more than was known. And once he broke the 4 minute mile, others followed. Because he proved that the knowledge was not as correct as they had once believed. Knowledge is power, but it can also be the power that holds you back from possibility thinking. The fourth thing is that your abilities and talents are designed to supplement your compass direction, not dictate it. They are not there to be the magnetic force demanding the direction that they want to go. My son is a great baker. He's almost as good as his mom, if I do say so myself. But he can whip up a dessert that's tasty and beautiful with just no effort whatsoever. And he can also cook. It's amazing to watch him in the kitchen or out on the grill. He's so good that on many occasions I'm like, are you sure you don't want to go to culinary school? But one day he explained to me that he doesn't believe that this particular gift and talent that he has is the direction that he needs to be taking with the rest of his life. Just because you're good at something doesn't mean it's the direction you need to go. Your gifts and talents are designed to supplement your place and purpose, not to define it. And finally, outside vision helps inside focus. You can't read the label on the jar from inside the jar. You need somebody on the outside helping you understand. You can't see all that you're designed to be from inside your own heart. And if you could read the label, it's going to be backwards. It's not going to make sense. You have to be allowing yourself to stretch outside of self to see all of your possibilities. It's just one more of the reasons that you're not supposed to be going it alone. The best example I have for this is when Jim pointed out to me at the co-working night in Huntsville. He pointed out that being encouraging and being loving words, the sarcastic words, was like trying to envision a snarky rainbow. That snarky rainbow idea was just an amazing infusion into my journey. He heard me share my focus, and then he summed it up with the whole snarky rainbow's image. And once he saw that and shared that, he opened my eyes to a world of possibilities. Others can see things in us or even see what we see in a different way. And if you want to embrace your directions for fulfilling your place and purpose, then you need to be open to that outside vision. I had a friend share with me recently how he thought he knew what he was supposed to be doing, but he kept running into those naysayers, and they're everywhere. So he called me to talk through his struggles, not to get a direction, but just to talk, because sometimes you just need somebody that'll let you talk it through. It would be easier, he told me, to do what everyone else is doing. And I totally got what he was saying. On more than one occasion, today, I've fallen into that train of thought. It looks easier, so it must be easier. It seems easier from where we're looking on because someone else has done it that way. If you had the chance to talk to those particular people as they were going through it, I suspect they'd have a different story to tell you. They would tell you that it wasn't easy. But the paved road seems like the best road, or at least the easier road, because it's cleared and smooth. Until you come to that pavement end sign, or the creek washes away the road ahead. The compass of you doesn't point down the road someone else has paved. It's unique to you, to who you are, to why you are, to how you're designed to go. You are designed to be different. Now, time plays a part in your compass, and what you learn adds up, and abilities and talents supplement your direction, and outside vision helps inside focus, but you are designed to be unique and live unique, and that journey begins with a compass that is uniquely calibrated to your place and purpose. You do have a place and purpose, and it starts with your why. The love of God and the love for others. And that focus makes great things possible. It expands with your what, the unique elements that make you up. And your place and purpose is directed by your how, unique to you and for you. Learning your compass will give you what you need to better understand your how. You are not normal. I hate to be the one to break it to you, but there is no way to be normal because there's no such thing as normal. It's a myth. You are unique in all the world, and so your journey will be unique through this world, and you'll have to go in your own way. Today's challenge is about developing a habit of embracing not normal. One, focus on what you can do. Two, remember what you have done. Three, keep doing what is unique to you. The more you do what you're designed to do, the less you will get tangled in the declarations of the world. You'll be so determined to do what you know to do that the world will not be able to convince you that you're doing it wrong. It's not wrong. It's your unique design. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope, where we're determined to find and live our unique place and purpose, because nobody else can live it. If you're struggling to find your unique design or to create a plan for living bold in your place and purpose, then connect with me over at harnessyourwhy.com. You can also purchase your copy of the book Place and Purpose, which is the whole inspiration for this series of Growing Hope episodes. So check them out. And if you have any other questions, or you want to share your story, or you need to catch up on the episodes, then head over to Growing Hope Radio Facebook group or growinghoperadio.com, where you can connect and engage. Dare to be different, because you are. And when you make the choice to be uniquely you, then you will begin to live bold possibilities. I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.